Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily is on the 8th of August. Christ's love, the love of Christ says, you are worth it. You are worth it. You are worth. You are worth. Now, before we start, we remember that mercies are new every morning for those who love God. So therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind and every cell in my body, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command every cell in my body to crave for Jesus Christ, to love Jesus Christ with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my strength, with all my strength. Oh, strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to know that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, and to command my heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ and every cell in my body to willing to obey every commandment of Christ, because the commandments are a cure for me, are a remedy for me. So I will command my heart and mind and every cell in my body to obey the commandments of Christ. They are not burdensome. They are not burdensome. Jesus said that. They are not burdensome. Therefore, His yoke is light, and His burden is light, and yoke is easy. It is easy. His yoke is light. Burden is easy. Nothing. The burden is light. Yoke is easy. It's easy to follow Jesus Christ because He will empower you. He empowers me. So we start that today with that. But in the meantime, today, what is the power of Christ daily about today? Today is God is saying you are worth. It's about self-worth. Many people, especially in broken homes, husbands or wives or children, they begin to believe they are worthless. They have no self-worth. They actually do not feel any worth in them. And this can lead to suicide. Oh, I bind the spirit of suicide in every one who is listening here in this message. I bind the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out of this person now, not to return. No thinking of death. Get out in Jesus' name. Life and death are in the hands of Jesus Christ, and He loves you. He wants to give you an abundant life. All we need to do is avail ourselves to Him. Lord Jesus Christ, take control of my life, Lord. Take control. I grant my control to you. I don't want my will anymore. I want your will. I give my will to you, Lord Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, you're grafted inside Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Your previous moral and spiritual condition all been wiped clean. All your sins have been wiped clean because of the blood of Jesus Christ. He has taken your sin and it's become sin for you and me. And He died on the cross. Sin was killed the day. Killed the day because He died on the cross. Went into hell. He went into hell for us and came out again by His faith. And that's the faith is in you, brothers and sisters. So don't ever think you are worthless to Him. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, says you are worth. You are worth. So no thinking of self-worth, no zero self-worth. No, you don't have zero self-worth. You are worth to the Creator. This has to be established today. That's why Christ's love of Christ, from time to time I want to deal with one particular issue. Self-worth is an issue, especially in women who are suffering, especially in broken marriages. Women who married and their lives are in a mess. The husband is in a mess because he himself is captive. That happened to my family when I was not in Christ. I was a terrible captive. And obviously, the lack of worth, self-worth, zero self-worth was going into my wife, into my children. Because I will also use words to abuse, to break them down to the point that, and I'm thinking I'm doing right. What rubbish is that? But the problem is why? I'm a captive. My heart and mind has been captured by satanic influence, worldly influence. And you begin to think by saying these things, you can actually improve their lives. You can make them more motivated or something. It's all wrong. Actually, what I was doing was killing the self-worth of my wife and my children. because I myself, that means, did not have self-worth. I hated myself, I bitter about myself, and therefore I couldn't give love because there was no love in me to give, because I needed the love of God. And God came. Jesus came. Jesus is true. Jesus is love. God is love. He loves you. Now I'm speaking to the sister. Woman, listen. God loves you. God loves you. You are worth to Him. Child, teenager, boy or girl or husband who's now doing these things like I was doing, I'm telling you, God loves you. You are worth this. Now the problem is our heart and mind will not accept this fact. It's a fact. Otherwise, can you imagine? Why would God send his own son to suffer? Every skin in his skin was, the skin was stripped, like strips hanging there. Face was torn, beard and all was torn. The face was like no more skin, without form hanging there, suffering, taking our sin, our condemnation, our curses, our illness, everything bad he was taking up, that was on us, taking on himself. And he nailed it to the cross. And then he's giving us, when he rose again, he's giving us wonderful gifts already prepared and given. But in the spirit plane, you are a spirit child, you are a spirit being. Now your heart and mind has to believe this. That is why the scripture in Hebrews says, in 6:12, Hebrews 6:12, we don't want you to be lazy. Apostles are telling this. We want you to be like those who, because of their faith and patience, will get what God has promised. We will inherit with faith and patience, inherit the promises. So there is a requirement of faith and patience. First, faith is that you are in Christ Jesus and you don't fear anymore. You are full of worth, real worth. For one soul is worth more than the whole world. God says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So one soul, as far as God is concerned, worth more than the whole world. You are worth more than the whole world. So let's start there first. But your heart and mind doesn't want to believe that. Your heart and mind only seeing what's happening every day. Maybe your husband coming back in the evenings to abuse you, shout at you or whatever. And you begin to, oh, I must be right. I must be right. I don't know what he will do today. I don't know what he's going to shout at me today. The fear is coming in. Stop it. In the name of Jesus Christ, do the breath of God. Receive the breath of God in the name of Jesus Christ. The husband of your soul says you're worth it. The husband of your flesh, he himself is a fallen nature man just like you were until you came to Christ. Fallen nature man cannot do anything good. When I was in fallen nature without Christ, I couldn't produce anything good. When I say something, it only hurts people. So therefore, we don't look at that man who's coming. Woman, wife of somebody, I'm telling you, do not look at the husband coming back this evening to condemn you. No. You look at Jesus Christ. And you tell your heart and mind and you begin to breathe the breath of God. You know how many testimonies are coming in now that those who are receiving the breath of God, they're released. Released from sometimes from sickness, released from pain, released from arthritis, pain, released from fear, released from confusion. The breath of God and come a new understanding. Oh, because God loves you. Now, you begin to focus on God. Focus on Jesus Christ. You, nothing He can do. You must understand your husband of your flesh can come. Your worth is not based on what your husband of your flesh, the earthly husband, tells you. Your worth is based on what Jesus Christ tells you. Jesus Christ tells you you are worth, and He has died for you and rose again. He was tortured. He allowed Himself be tortured for you. You are worth. You have self-worth. All the unworthiness is gone. Do not think about it. But your heart and mind will begin to bring this. The devil will begin to send some frequency, some talk to your heart and mind. Don't listen. The world will begin to tell you. Your friends who do not know God will begin to contribute to this fear. Because they themselves may be having fear in their home. They themselves will have no self-worth. And if you continue mixing with them, without you helping them to get to Christ, you just sit down there, you don't tell them about Christ, how He can set you free, then what will happen? That fear will move on you. The fear and the self-unworthiness will move on you. So you keep on going back to the same place. Let's say you had suffered from dengue. And then After that, you keep going, or somebody suffers from dengue, and you're still going back to the place where full of mosquitoes. Of course, you suffer from dengue. So you go to a group of people who have husbands also abusing them or whatever, and you keep on meeting them. Instead of bringing them to Christ, bringing them to the husband of your soul, of course, you will never get out of this. Because bad company will corrupt good character. Now, why are they bad company? They are lost. They need Jesus. It is you, God, as your husband of your soul, is telling you, now bring them to Christ. Easily you can make them breathe the breath of God then and there. Tell them, look, let's not talk about all this. The more we talk, our self-unworthiness will become increasing. Our self-rubbish will become increasing. Because what? By our words, either we destroy, kill, or prosper. Your word decides this. So choose life today. Speak life. But when you go to people and group around, yeah, understand they're suffering. But so in the meantime, first you strengthen yourself in Christ. That's why he says in 18, 2 Corinthians 5:18, but all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself. Jesus Christ make us reconciled with God. We have become one with God. That's why yesterday saying, God to be flooded in every cell of my body. God to be flooded in every cell in your body. This you have to command your heart and mind to begin to make this every cell understand. Now he says, and gave us a ministry of reconciliation. You have a ministry, sister. Now God has reconciled you. Now you go and reconcile others with God and tell them about this wonderful Jesus Christ. Don't say, oh, it's for pastor, it's for servants, it's for somebody. No, no, it's for Bible college people, graduates. No, you. He has reconciled you through Jesus Christ to God himself. Now he's telling you, he's given you a ministry of reconciliation. You go and tell people, even though a woman is suffering, don't, you're not listening to that, because you are now belonging to another. Your soul belongs to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That is why Colossians 1:12-13, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us. He has qualified you. Can you imagine? You are qualified. You are not worthless. You are not worthless. You are qualified to be partakers of the inheritance. You are qualified to take the inheritance that comes from Jesus Christ. You're qualified. You're not unqualified. You don't need a degree here or a master's or a PhD or whatever. You don't need to have gone through Bible college. You don't need to have fasted 25 days or something. You don't need nothing. You need to believe. If you only believe. If you only believe. And when you begin to believe that Jesus Christ took all your sins. Yes, we have all sinned. Take all your sin. Jesus Christ took all your pain, took all your suffering, took all that. And he says, you're mine. I've qualified you to be partaker of the inheritance. Your worth is complete. You are full of worth. Now he says, I've given you a ministry of reconciliation. Go and tell the others who are suffering. Others are suffering. In 13 he says, Colossians 1:13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness. Oh, he delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us and translated us and took us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. We are in love now. We are soaked in love. Remember this. Breathe the love of God into yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ, I breathe the love of God into myself. I breathe it. I breathe it. I must be flooded with the love of God. God's love is flooded inside me. It is there. I will release it now to others in the name of Jesus Christ. I will go and get people to be reconciled with God. Not to go and condemn them, but to reconcile them with God. 1 John 5:5 says, who is overcomes the world? Who can overcome the world? But he who believes that Jesus is Son of God. That who trusts in and relies on that fact. That's the Greek translation. Relies on the fact. The fact is that Jesus is the Son of God. Died on the cross, rose again for you. Now, that is why Romans 8:37-38 says, all things, we are more than conquerors in all things through him who loved us. He loves you. You are worth. You don't have zero worth. You don't have unworthiness. No, no. You are full of worth. Worth more than the whole world to him. I am persuaded that neither death nor life. So you have to persuade your heart and mind to believe that this love cannot be separated from you. You do not make your heart and mind separate yourself from this. Tell this heart and mind, wicked, fallen nature, you will behave in the name of Jesus Christ. You will be persuaded to know Jesus Christ loves me. Jesus Christ loves me. Therefore, your worth is full today. Your worth is full today. Now, brothers and sisters, we close here. Remember, meditate on your worth. No more fear husband coming back than all. You will love this husband. Because why? Because you have worth. You have worth. You are full of worth. You will love. You are able to love. So you don't focus on what he's going to come and tell and this and that. You focus on what God is telling you. God is telling you your worth. Full of worth. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.